Sorry, sir, that marketing meeting ran a little long. Did you still need me? I know, sir, I'm terribly sorry, but the marketing director had some very specific questions, and since you weren't in there, I was having to dodge them and distract him into forgetting them until I could get with you about it. Oh, they were just about spend for the upcoming month and some numbers from last month. Yeah, for the first time this quarter, we actually saw some good improvement on CTR and a big drop in CPC. And no, that's good. Low CPC is good. Anyway, we can go over all of that later. What did you need me for? The sale on sale we're running online today, yeah? You're worried about margins. Sir, we went over this in the meeting on Monday when I brought up the idea. I assured you that even with running that additional discount on sale items, our margins would still be positive, albeit a little low. And I understand, sir, but we went over those SMI items and agreed that taking that small hit would be worth it to get them moving. You want to go over the margins again? Yeah, of course we can. Do you have them ready to look at? Well, what's all this? Printouts of. I'm sorry. Are those printouts of screenshots of the website? Why? And how are you going to calculate? Ah, of course. A pen and calculator. Sir, can I show you a better way to do all of this? Right. May I use your computer? No, you stay in your chair. Just scoot over some and I'll lean over you and if that's okay. Okay, now look. We'll just grab this list and export it. Well, it's a list of the sale items. Well, I just filtered the catalog using this tag and then exported that filtered list. This button right up here. And then open it in Excel, and you've never seen this before. It's just a product list. You've never looked at the catalog like this? All right, well, from here we can hide some of the columns that we don't need to see right now so that we're only looking at let's do title, cost, and retail there. So this is a better way to look at things instead of a printout of a screenshot. Don't you agree? Right. So there. Now you can calculate margins more easily. What? No, give me the calculator. You use Excel to do all the math, sir. Like this. We're going to add a column here to calculate what the additional discount from the sale would be. So 20% off the current retail price. Then we'll add another column over here to get our margin based off that lower price. So cost and this and there. That column now shows you what our margins would be on these items during the sale today. Right. They are all positive. A few are, well, a little smaller than what we usually like to run on, but when we spoke Monday, we agreed that getting them moving was the main priority. So, small margin to shrink the stock and get these bad buys out of our inventory so that we can move on to better things, right? Right. Good boy. Now, is there anything else that you need? Good boy. Did I say that? Oh, that's embarrassing. I'm sorry, sir. Well, it's just, I mean, well, let's be honest. I shouldn't have had to show you all of that. Oh, come on, sir. You have this big fancy office and you make what, probably three times as much as me per paycheck. Yet I, your new assistant, who, as you put it, has a lot to learn, just had to come in here and show you how to utilize one of the simplest tools at your disposal. All because, what, is that how you see me? A tool at your disposal, What, were you too busy to learn for yourself? Is my time less valuable than yours? You think I should spend it teaching you new tricks, Or what, is this some kind of Nepo weaponized incompetence? Acting like you're too important to know that using printed out screenshots and calculators isn't the most efficient way to run a company. I know that my position is below yours, sir, but I refuse to work for someone who doesn't recognize and admit when they can learn from others. So tell me, do you think you can learn from me? We just had a tiny little lesson in simple Excel functions and retail math calculations, did we not? So I'm going to lean back against your desk here while you stay in your seat and look up at me and give me the correct answer. Do you think you can learn anything from me? Look at me. The answer I'm looking for is yes, ma'am. Say it. Good boy. You know, I knew it would come to this eventually. Oh, I just got that vibe. You have this cocky and pretentious air about you. Like you deserve to be everywhere you are simply because you desire to be there. Unlike lowly peons like myself who are grateful to be in the places we've worked hard to be in. Like here. I like it here, sir. I like this company. I like the brand. I like the mission. I feel good about spending my time and energy working to positively impact and grow the efforts taking place here. I, however, do not like you. I do not enjoy the idea of being made to lower myself and my standards so that you can feel better about being handed a position at Daddy's company. Yeah, I know all about that. I'm new, sure, but gossip doesn't care. Your employees do not think highly of you. Your customers see it. Your investors see it, and the board sees it. I saw it the moment I stepped foot in here. So please, do not assume that just because you've hired me into a position under you, that I'm going to stay there. Oh, God, no. I don't want your job. What I mean is, you will be the one under me. Do you understand? Well, then say yes, ma'am. Good boy. I see your eyes wandering. What's the problem? Can't look at me in the face anymore? Embarrassed? What for? Because I put you in your place, or because I gave you a hard-on while doing so? Of course I noticed. I make myself indispensable in many ways, and one of them is by being observant. For example, I took note that you purposefully avoided the meeting today, placing me front and center to answer questions that you didn't want to deal with. Busy? What? Refilling the ink in the printer for all your hard work? No. You didn't have the answers the marketing team needed, so Daddy covered for you and you put me in the hot seat. That's all right, though. You'll make up for that soon. I also noticed that the team seemed impressed by me. You're welcome. Another thing I noticed. Jane, down the hall. She's been here for decades. She knows more about this company than you ever will, yet with your little problem today, you didn't call her in here to help. You called me. Why? You should have known better than to think I wouldn't come in here and teach you a lesson. But I think you wanted it. I think you wanted that little bit of humiliation. It turned you on, didn't it? Seeing me bent over your desk, clicking my way through those reports and showing you things you should already know. Speaking to you so condescendingly. You like it, don't you? Pathetic. Shut up. Oh, I didn't expect this to happen so fast here, but I'm not surprised. No. At my last job, both my former bosses fell into the same delusions that they could boss me around out in the open and then have me give them everything they wanted behind closed doors. Well, why do you think I left? Oh, come on. Give me an answer, limp dick. Maybe you'll prove to me that you're not an entire idiot. Well, you tried. No, I refused to be used. So I left that company to come here. And it's absolutely hysterical that it's happening again. Men. Oh, so pathetic. Anyway, you are slightly irresistible in some odd way. Maybe it's that I'm coming around to the idea of having a dumb piece of meat under my thumb. Maybe we should see. Here. I'm gonna take a seat on your nice, fancy desk. And you're gonna stay sat in that big, fancy chair of yours. Now, come closer. Roll that chair right up to me. Now move your arms so I can rest my heels on your armrests. I'll push my skirt up. And pull my panties to the side. It's time for you to make up for today. Well, you're gonna eat me out until I feel like you've earned my forgiveness for that marketing meeting fiasco and for wasting my time. Yes. Bury your face in my cunt while I sit on your desk until I tell you to stop. Oh, I locked the door, don't worry. I'm not stupid like you. Now, eat. Oh, that's it. Alright. You're going to say, "I'm sorry, ma'am, please forgive me," every 2 minutes until I feel like you've earned that forgiveness. Do you understand? And in between those breaks, when I let you breathe for just a moment, you're going to lick, suck, and finger my pussy until I'm satisfied. I'll set a timer for you because I know you won't be able to keep track of time while you're lost inside me. Okay, there. Now, 2 minutes until I need to hear anything from you. Starting now. Oh. Oh, God, that's good. Oh. Oh, you look good down there. That's it. Oh, just like that. You know, being a whore might suit you better, You don't seem to be very successful. Oh, sitting at daddy's desk. Maybe you need a different job. Yeah. If you were a whore, you wouldn't have to think about anything. Which would work in your favor, since you don't seem to be very good at that anyway. You could just use that tongue of yours for something better than asking for help. Begging for someone to show you how to do things. You surely can't figure it out on your own, can you? Oh no, you can't. Oh, you stupid little dumb fuck. Yeah, I think that tongue of yours, oh, works much better this way. Yeah, using it for something better than asking for help. Oh yeah, what should you be asking for, Huh? Tell me. That's right. But no, you're not forgiven yet. Keep going. Oh, use your fingers. Fuck, you really have to be told everything, don't you? Yes, Finger fuck me while you suck my clit. Is it that hard for you to figure anything out on your own? Ugh, silly question. I know it is. Oh, you have to be told everything, don't you? Yeah. Yes. Like that. Yeah. You can be a little rough. I promise I can take it. Do it. Go harder. Oh, you do have to be told everything. Oh, you like being bossed around. You like the idea of being a worthless, brainless, good-for-nothing piece of meat. Oh, something to look at. Just something to be used, but not good for much else. Oh, so far not good for anything else. Oh, isn't that right? Yeah. Nod your head while you suck my clit and finger fuck me. I want to feel your nose bumping against me. Yeah. Isn't that right? Yes. Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh. Moan it into my cunt. Say yes, ma'am. Oh, good boy. But no. You're not forgiven yet. More. Oh. Oh, I like hearing the slick sounds of your mouth against my pussy lips. Yeah, I much prefer them to the sound of your voice. Oh, what if we made a rule where each day you weren't allowed to talk to me until you've made me come? We could set up a daily one-on-one between us, first thing in the morning. I come in, drop off your coffee, you know, to keep up appearances. I'd lock your door behind me, and then I'd use you however I want. Oh, fuck yeah. I wonder if your cock is as disappointing as you. Probably not, since I'd be able to ignore the rest of you while I'm using it. Well, I could just put your suit jacket over your face while I ride you until I'm done. Then I'd not let you clean up or move until I left. I doubt I'd want to look at you after that. Yeah. I'd just get what's mine. A toe-curling orgasm from an obedient, silent toy. And then I'd go about my day. A little more tolerant of you than if you hadn't made me come. Oh, I quite like that idea. Say it. Look. Oh, you know, I'm close to forgiving you. I'm so close. Keep going. Reach down and undo your pants. Don't stop with your mouth, you idiot. Fuck. Keep eating me out while you get your cock out for me. I know at the very least that you can manage those two things at once. Well, you'd better. Good. Fuck. Oh, at least you're good to look at. Oh, now rub your tip and show me how wet you are. I want to see all the pre-cum that you're leaking because of me. Oh, fuck, look at you. Just a wet little messy whore, aren't you? Oh, now get a nice big glob of it on your fingers. And rub it on my clit. Fuck yeah. Oh, just like that. More. Get more and rub it on there. Fuck yeah. Oh, that's it. Now, stroke your cock while you suck all that pre-cum off my clit. Stroke it and suck and come with me. Yes, come with me, you fucking idiot. You worthless little toy, make me come. Yeah, stroke your little cock and... oh, say it. Yeah, say it so that I can come. Yeah. Oh, fuck, you are pathetic, you know that? Oh, yeah. That's right, fuck your fist for me. Mm-hmm. Pretend I'd give you the courtesy of touching your cock for you like that. Did that just about do it for you? Oh, big boy in your fancy office. Who needs my help with the simplest fucking things? Oh, you even need my help to come, don't you? Oh, fuck. Oh, I thought you were useless, but you might be good for one. One little thing. That's it. Fuck. Fuck. Look at that. Oh, say it. Say it and we'll see if you earned it. You're not forgiven. But you made me come, so I'll let it go for now. Oh, and look at the mess you made. You were just itching to touch, weren't you? Pathetic. You're welcome. That was... good. Now, I am going to take the rest of the day for myself. Got it? And we'll pick this back up same time tomorrow. Right. Good boy.